cross your fingers and hold your heart. It's turn from time and away we go. Another opening us, another opening up, another star.
From Annie to Footloose, Guys and Dolls to Beauty and the Beast, WVIA member high schools are preparing to stage some wonderful musicals this spring. I'm Paul Lazar, and each week we'll preview some of the upcoming student productions Sunday afternoons at this time on WVIA FM. Today we feature the talented cast of Footloose, being presented March 5th through the 7th at Lewisburg Area High School.
I thought the dreams belonged to other men, 'cause each time I got close, they'd fall apart again.
I feared my heart would beat in secrecy.
I faced the nights alone. Oh, how could I have known that all my life I only needed you? Oh, almost paradise, we're knocking on heaven's door. Almost paradise, how could we ask for more? I swear that I can see forever in your eyes. Paradise.
I thought that perfect love was hard to find. I'd almost given up. You must have read my mind.
And all those dreams I saved for a rainy day, they're finally coming true. I'll share them all with you, 'cause now we hold the future in our hands. Whoa, almost paradise, we're knocking on heaven's door. Almost paradise, how could we ask for more? I swear that I can see forever in your eyes. Paradise. And in your arms, salvation's not so far away.
It's getting closer,
closer every day. Almost paradise, we're knocking on heaven's door. Almost paradise, how could we ask for more? I swear that I can see forever in your eyes. Paradise. Paradise. Paradise.
That was Almost Paradise by Nate Reed and Libby King from Footloose the Musical on WVIA, being presented by Lewisburg Area High School March 5th through the 7th. Joining me now is the cast of Footloose, as well as director Justin Hill. And Justin, we know that Footloose the Musical is based, of course, on the 1984 film. But for those of us not familiar with the film, can you give us some background?
It's a story about some teenagers in a small town in the Midwest, and a new family moves into town from Chicago, and it so happens that the town has gone through some tragedy, and as a result, they've kind of closed off their minds and their hearts to some things, including dancing, of all things, and the new folks, the Wren from Chicago, he comes in and kind of stirs the pot a little bit and gets the kids going, and he decides that he wants to throw a dance. And so it goes through some of the trials and tribulations of some of the heads of the community, including the pastor and his wife. And it just so happens that Wren and the pastor's daughter kind of hit it off, and that kind of adds to the drama. And so as it goes through, they work through those issues until the end, when they finally get that chance to have their prom and cut loose, as it were.
Cut loose and footloose, right?
That's right.
Introduce us to your cast.
All right, our cast, our biggest cast member here is the co-director, Lynn Berg. We both do the show together. And then we brought a few today with us. We start with Wren McCormick, who's played by senior Nate Reed. Then we have Libby King, who's playing the part of Ariel, the pastor's daughter. We have Pastor Shaw Moore here, Jake Roman as well. Next to him, then we have Chuck Cranston, who's kind of like the town bad boy, who is kind of Ariel's boyfriend at the beginning, but they soon part ways when Wren comes into the picture. We also have Rusty, who is Ariel's best friend in town, and along with their other friends, Erlene and Wendy Jo. And Rusty's played by Rachel Ziegler, and Erlene's played by Hannah Koss. And finally, Wendy Jo is played by Jenna Farmer. And we also have the one friend that Wren does kind of pal up to from the beginning is Willard, who doesn't know how to dance at all, but as the show goes on, he learns, and that part is played by Jack Temple.
Okay, we're going to take a few minutes here to talk to some of the principal players. Let's start with Wren.
Hi, my name is Nate Reed.
Okay, and Wren, you leave the big city of Chicago for the small town of Beaumont.
Yes.
And when you get there, you find that there's a world of difference between the two places. Tell us how Wren copes with the change and how he copes with the stress of finding his niche in a new place.
Well, he really has this fun-loving attitude, and he always tried to make jokes about things, but he's pretty depressed deep down because his father left him. I left him and his mother, so they're alone, so that's why they're moving. And when he gets there, he kind of pushes some people out of his life, but Ariel then tries to get back into his softer side, and he lives out through there.
Okay, great. Do we have Reverend Shaw Moore here? Tell us about Reverend Shaw Moore. First, introduce yourself.
I'm Jake Roman. Reverend Shaw Moore is the pastor of the community, and he sort of extends his power far beyond that of a standard pastor, and that sort of takes root. He has a lot of personal hang-ups. His son died in a car accident, Ariel's brother. And so after that, he sort of feels responsible for a large part of the community and sort of takes his emotional hang-ups and tries to prevent that sort of thing from happening, which in reality causes a lot of problems because it's more to do with him than it is to do with the people that he claims to protect. And that's sort of the big conflict that he deals with in the show internally.
Okay, great. Let's talk with Ariel. Ariel, introduce yourself and tell us about your character.
Hi, I'm Libby King, and I play Ariel Moore. And she is a pastor's daughter who, she's really smart and really sassy and a little rebellious. She doesn't really like the fact that her parents have all these rules and all this power over the community. So she has a bit of a rebellious streak, and she is really just looking for something to fill her grief from losing her brother. She's looking for a way to move on in a community that's really not letting her move on.
Okay, let's talk to Willard. Tell us about your character.
All right, well, Willard in the show is Wren's best friend. At first, when Wren moves to Beaumont, Willard's has this attitude like, who the heck is this kid coming into town and doing what we're not supposed to do with the dancing and everything? But as the show progresses, Willard really warms up to Wren because Wren sort of allows him to see the world as he's never seen it before. And he and Wren hit it off and have a good time, and Wren becomes his confidant, but Willard also becomes Wren's. So they just have this really cool friendship. And Nate, who plays Wren, is also my best friend in real life. So that was pretty easy to translate onto the stage.
Great. Okay, introduce yourself and tell us about your character.
Hi, I'm Rachel Ziegler, and I play Rusty. I'm Ariel's best friend, and I'm a really bubbly, energetic character. And I have a little crush on Willard, except we have a really hard, awkward time expressing our feelings for each other.
What's been the biggest challenge for you with this character?
Maybe the dancing, just because I don't have that great of a memory, and the whole show is about dancing, so that's been kind of hard. But it hasn't been that hard with the acting and whatnot, because Nate and Libby and Jack are all my really good friends, so it's been pretty easy for the chemistry on stage.
Great. Okay, let's talk with director Justin Hill and Lynn Berg. And Lynn, I'm curious to know about the set design and choreography for this. Can you walk us through the process and give us some details on that?
The set design mostly does come from Justin, and we do have a parent who helps us a great deal, starting out with sketches and so on, and we do the build with parent volunteers and lay down a lot of base coats and muslin and so on, and then we have a fabulous girl who comes in and magically transforms it into a gorgeous set. She really is quite talented, and it has really produced a nice set this year, where we have a bridge with a moving trestle that comes downstage. Quite impressive when you first walk in.
Give us some specifics on when the show is and how we can get a hold of tickets.
Yeah, March 5, 6, 7. The show is at 7:30 p.m. for all three shows at Lewisburg Area High School. You can get tickets online. You can visit us online at lewisburgmusical.org, and you can buy your tickets and select your seats and whatnot right there.
Okay, well, thank you guys for coming by today. Did you want to wrap things up with another tune?
Sure. We're going to sing some Footloose for everyone now.
Excellent. It's the cast of Footloose, performing Footloose, on WVIA-FM.
I rented my tux, bought flowers, $12.
And on my 23rd try, I finally tied my tie.
I got this feeling that time's no longer holding me down.
Been feeling so strange. My life is about to change.
I know just how she feels. It's what happens when you're wearing heels.
Let's hit the ceiling and then let's tear up this town.
Cast of Footloose on stage March 5th through the 7th at Lewisburg Area High School. Up next, students at Greater Nanticoke Area High School are preparing to present You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, March 13th and 14th.
Of course it's surprising, but I'm sure Lucy knows she can't be crabby anymore.
Anymore?
Where is everybody? I told them to be here.
You told them to be here.
If we don't rehearse, we can't sing in the assembly tomorrow.
The assembly tomorrow.
Charlie Brown!
Linus!
Lucy!
Give me that pencil, you blockhead!
No, not until you give me back my crayons.
That's my best pencil, you block. If you don't give me that pencil, I'll tell Sally what you said about her.
Stop that. We've got to rehearse. You're late.
What did you say about me, Linus?
He said...
Lucy!
Stop that!
I'm sorry I'm late, but Snoopy...
There's no time to be sorry.
What did he say? say?
He said...
Quiet! Now remember, this is a mood piece. We must paint a picture with music and words. And concentrate.
Bye.
Remember, adagio con brio.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play.
Give me my pencil.
Where seldom is heard a discouraging word.
Not on your life.
And the skies are not cloudy all day.
If you don't tell me what you told Lucy, I'm just going to
scream. Where the deer and the antelope play.
What are you trying to do? Stifle my freedom.
Where seldom is heard.
Give me my pencil.
A discouraging word.
I promise no pencil.
And the skies are not cloudy all day.
What pencil?
No.
Oh, give me a land.
Give me that pencil.
Where the bright diamond sand.
Sing.
Flows leisurely down the stream.
What did you take Sally's pencil?
Ow!
Where the graceful white swan goes gliding along.
What did he call
like a maiden in a heavenly dream?
An enigma,
enigma,
an enigma,
an enigma.
Home,
why that makes me
home
of a
on
to
the rain.
What's an enigma? Never mind.
Where the deer
what's an enigma
and
what's an enigma play?
What's an
enigma?
Hey, still got my pencil.
Where seldom is heard a discouraging word.
And the skies are not cloudy all day.
Oh!
Yuck!
Music from You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, being presented by Greater Nanticoke Area High School, March 13th and 14th. Joining me now is director Ellen Rutkowski. Thank you for coming in today. And we know that You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown is based on the much-beloved cartoons by Charles M. Schulz. And while most of us may be familiar with Charlie Brown and the Peanuts Gang, some of us might not know the premise of the play. Can you give us some background?
Sure. The play itself doesn't really have a firm plot. Basically, it's described as a random day in the life of Charlie Brown and his friends. And it actually kind of covers different days. You know, they talk about Valentine's Day, they talk about baseball, they're playing a baseball game at one point, you know, there's a glee club rehearsal at the school. So there's it covers probably several different seasons and times of day that Charlie Brown and his friends would typically experience.
Okay, great. Introduce us to your cast.
Sure. This is Kylie Bartusek, who's playing Sally Brown, Charlie Brown's younger sister. Lucy is played by Kaylee Simmons. Snoopy is Catherine Mash. And we have a two-for-one deal here. Her brother David is Schroeder. Charlie Brown is played by Shane Bloxham, and Josh Van Scoy is our Linus.
Okay, excellent. Well, let's talk with the man himself, Charlie Brown. Now, we know that the character is someone who frequently suffers. He's nervous and he lacks self-confidence, and he fails for the most part at love, at sports, even at kite flying, but we love this character nonetheless. Why do you think we have such affection for Charlie Brown?
I think people will come to care for Charlie Brown because when they look at Charlie Brown and how his life is, you know, as a five-year-old, they can relate it to their own experiences as well, some fortunate, some other misfortunate, and it gives an emotional attachment to the character.
Excellent. Well, let's talk now with Linus. Now, Linus, your character is shy and reserved, but there's a wisdom in Linus that makes the character very special. We know he's sympathetic towards Charlie Brown and many times gives advice to him when Charlie Brown brings up his many insecurities, and there are a lot of them. But Linus has some quirks himself. Tell us about your character.
Well, Linus is a very sentimental person. He's very specific, and he really tries to express his thoughts and his knowledge into his everyday life, which could lead to some good things in life and also some sort of depressing things, but all in all, he's a good guy.
Okay, great. Well, let's bring your big sister, Lucy, up to the mic. Now, Lucy, your character knows what she wants and has no compunction with walking up and demanding whatever it is that she desires. She's also quite cruel and mean to both Linus and Charlie Brown. You don't seem that way at all, so tell me how you went about getting ready for this role.
Yeah, it's very hard getting into a mean role, especially when you're not a mean person in real life. I've been calling my sister Blockhead lately.
What's been the biggest challenge for you in playing Lucy?
The biggest challenge playing Lucy would have to be being mean to all my friends on the cast. It's very weird being mean to people because I'm really a nice person in real life.
But it's fun to play mean, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what did you take away from the part of Lucy? Has any part of her stayed with you?
Yeah. In this one scene in the play, she realizes that she's been very crabby to everyone. And she realizes that she can actually be a nice person in real life. And she just hasn't realized that until that moment.
Okay, great. Let's talk now with Schroeder. All right, Schroeder, we know that you idolize Beethoven, and you're a pretty good pianist yourself, but we also know that you're the target of Lucy's affections, which you regularly eschew. What else can you tell us about Schroeder?
He ignores most things in life, except for music, really. Beethoven, Mozart, that's all he cares about.
What's been your favorite part of the process?
I really like singing and the music. I like I have this one song, Beethoven Day, where most of the melody is just my singing, and I really enjoy doing that.
Okay, great. Well, let's bring Sally Brown up to the mic. Now, Sally, you have a character that's a lot of fun to play. She's a little flighty and maybe a little goofy, but what else can you tell us about Sally Brown?
She's really cute. And I'm not calling myself cute, but I'm saying that in the musical itself, she's just so like little and innocent, and like it's fun to bring back that part of me from when I was younger.
Okay. So you just had some fun with the part, playing with it? And
yeah, the process was pretty much me trying to channel my younger self. And being that I can be very mature, but I could also be very immature, it helped a lot in the process.
Excellent, excellent. Well, let's talk to Snoopy. Okay, Snoopy, we know that you're obsessed with food and perhaps a little overly dramatic, and we know that you can also be quite lazy at times, but like all the characters, there's a few more layers of the onion to the character. So tell us about your interpretation of Snoopy.
I think Snoopy, he's just in his own world, and yeah, he does pay attention to what the other kids are doing, but then again, it's just him and his own thoughts. He's just thinking about supper time. He's thinking about, like, what's the next sarcastic remark he can make to someone that's just trying to just have a normal conversation with a dog. It's just basically getting into the mind of a dog. You know, you see dogs and you're like, what are they possibly thinking? And that's basically my character.
All right. And tell us what practices have been like.
Practices, they've been really fun. This play is a really, really fun play. And especially Snoopy's parts. You know, all the songs that I sing, I really enjoy. I get to do the big number about supper time, and that's a lot of fun.
All right, great. Well, let's bring Ellen back up to the microphone here. Ellen, this is going to be a lot of fun, and thanks again for coming in to speak to us today about Your Good Man, Charlie Brown. The cast sounds absolutely wonderful. Tell us when the show is going to be and how we can get a hold of some tickets.
Sure. The show is going to be Friday, March 13th and Saturday, March 14th, 7 o'clock start time. Tickets are available at the door. If you'd like to purchase them in advance, people can contact me at the high school, at Nanticoke High School, and I would be happy to set some aside for you in an envelope that you can pick up on, you know, on the night of the show.
Well, you guys want to take us out with another song? All right, excellent. What are you going to do for us? Happiness. All right, Happiness by the cast of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, being presented by Greater Nanticoke Area High School on WVIA-FM.
I'm so happy. That little redhead girl dropped her pencil. It has teeth marks all over it. She nibbles her pencil. She's human. It hasn't been such a bad day after all. Happiness is finding a pencil.
Pizza with sausage.
Telling the time.
Happiness is learning to whistle.
Tying your shoe for the very first time.
Happiness is playing the drum in your own school band.
And happiness is walking hand in hand.
Happiness is two kinds of ice cream.
Knowing a secret.
Climbing a tree.
happiness is five different crayons.
Catching a firefly, setting him free.
Happiness is being alone every now and then.
And happiness is coming home again.
Happiness is morning and evening, daytime and nighttime too. For happiness is anyone and anything at all that's loved by you.
Happiness is having a sister,
sharing a sandwich,
getting along.
Happiness is singing together when day happiness is those who sing with
happiness
you.
Happiness is those who sing with
happiness you. Is morning and evening, daytime and nighttime too.
For happiness is anyone and anything at all that's love.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
The cast of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, on stage March 13th and 14th at Greater Nanticoke Area High School. I'm Paul Lazar, Director of Education Services at WVIA, as Andrea O'Neill. Join us for High School Musical Preview again next Sunday afternoon at 4:30 on WVIA-FM.